The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And there are only 3 weeks left until Christmas. Yikes. That's why this week we've been talking about unique gifts to give our friends and family.
Today we're talking about what to get the guys, the dads, grandpas, fathers-in-law, stepdads. We have an anonymous panel of husbands on our website who answer questions from local women. And one of the guys shared some great guidelines for buying gifts for guys that might help those of you out there who are a little bit stumped.
Rule number one is avoid cliche gifts like ties, socks, and mugs, unless, for example, the mug is really special, maybe hand-painted by one of the kids or grandkids, for example.
And rule number two is don't be cheap. If you get him golf balls, don't get him the cheapest you can find. Figure out what kind he uses and get those. And if you don't know his favorite brand, ask a friend of his or somebody in the golf store. Apply this advice to any hobby.
Rule number three, get him something that shows you actually know him. This is good. For example, if he loves action films, get him the director's cut of one of his favorites.
Rule number four, get him something he'd love, but probably wouldn't buy for himself.
If you need some concrete gift ideas, try the Razorback shop at the Northwest Arkansas Mall. They have Razorback logos on things like watches, beer mugs, golf bags, and grilling tools. And get this, they even have Razorback cologne. The sales clerk said the cologne was made from the fat of a Russian boar imported from the outskirts of Siberia. He was kidding, but he said it actually smells pretty good.
He was a little jokester, wasn't he?
He was.
Had to pull one over on you. Well, we hope this helps spark some ideas for what to buy the guys in your life. For more ideas, visit us online at NWAMotherload.com.
Where moms click.